A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Nun Hei, Avodah Zarah 55A, pagination is 109. We'll start about a quarter of the way down on the page, at the end of a line, Aleph Lamid Zunin. Omar Le Zunin Le Rabbi Akiva, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, Rashi tells us that Zunin was a Jewish person. This is what he said. Libi Velibcha Yoda, my heart and your heart know, Da'avodas Kochavim Lespa Mashasha, that idol worship has no substance. It's wrong. It's meaningless. V'hokachazinon, but we do find Gavri people, the Azli, that they go to the idol, Kimitveri, with ailments, they're broken, V'asu Kimitzamdi, and they come back, they're healed. My timer, how does that work? Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva said, Emshel l'chamashal. I'll give you an analogy. L'ma adar v'doma, what is this similar to? La'adam ne'aman, to a trustworthy person, shahaya be'ir, he's in a city, v'chol b'nei iru yamafkidin etzlo shelo be'edim, and everybody trusts him and entrusts things to him without witnesses. Uva adam echad, a particular person comes, v'hifkid lo be'edim, and this person comes with witnesses. And this is the way he does it. He always has witnesses there. I don't trust you. Now, it's interesting. In halacha, we recommend that things be entrusted with witnesses. We're worried that someone might forget, and to cover ourselves, that mistakes shouldn't happen. But Rabbi Akiva's mashal remains. Rabbi Akiva's mashal is that the person is going to be, perhaps, insulted. And let's see how it plays out. Pam echad, one time, shokach, this one person who always gave with witnesses, entrusted something, v'ifkidetzo shelo be'edim, without witnesses. Amra lo ish, though his wife tells him, bo v'nechpirenu, let's go and deny it. In other words, like, sock it to him. He always comes with witnesses, and now he did it without witnesses. Let's deny it. Amalah, this trustworthy man says to his wife, V'chimipnei sheshota ze'osa shelo kahogen, just because this fool did something inappropriate, anu navid es amunaseinu, we're going to violate the trust. So, whichever way we understand what he did wrong, but this person always does it with witnesses, and now he does it without witnesses, we're going to stick to the way we do things. And the way we do things is trustworthy, keeping our word. Afkach, Rabbi Akiva continued. Here's the nimshal. Yisurim, when a person is afflicted, b'shah Hashem ishagrim osan al ha'adam, at the time that Hashem sends the problem to the person, mashbiun osan, he causes an oath, shalotelchu elabiyom ploni, it should go to him on a certain day, veloseitzu elabiyom ploni, it should only leave the person on the certain day, uvisha polonis, at a certain time, vayide ploni, through a certain doctor or healer, vayide san ploni, and through a certain medicine. Kevin shegia zman on lotzeis, when it comes time for it to leave, holach zel lebeis avodas kochavim, the person goes to the place of idols. Amru yisurim, the afflictions say, dinu shaloneitze, really we should not leave the person, because it's going to give the wrong impression that the idols work. We're going to be playing along. V'chozrim v'omrim, but then they retract their position, and they say, v'chemipnei sheshota zosa shal kohogen, anu navid shivu aseinu, because he's doing something foolish, so we should violate our oath, our trustworthiness, and therefore we're going to leave at that time, even though the person is acting foolishly. Let's skip a line. Amale Rava bar Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Yehuda. Rava bar Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Yehuda, we have a certain idol worshiper place in our town. When people need rain, it appears in their system to someone in a dream. V'amaluhu tells him, shchotu li gavra, kill a person. V'aisi mitra, and I'll bring rain. And this was an idol worship method, that they would kill a person in order to obtain rain. Shachtu lo gavra, they indeed, they kill a person. V'asu mitra, and the rain comes. And this is very odd. Same question as Zunin had. We know that Avodah Zarah is nothing, so how it seems to be working. What's going on? Amalei, so Rav Yehuda responded, Hashta ihava shachivno lo omri lechu ha milsa de amarav. If I would be dead, I would not have the ability, the opportunity to teach you this thing that Rav said. This is an interesting expression. If he was dead, he wouldn't have the opportunity. We find the expression as well from Rav Nachman in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis. We do have a Gemara that says that Rav Yehuda got ill frequently. Gemara Shabbos Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. So at least in Rav Yehuda, he was an elderly man. He had a long life. Maybe somehow this expression is tied to that. But in any case, his response to this idol worshiper killing and getting rain question was, "Mai dichsiv." Reference the pasuk, "Asher cholak Hashem alokecha osam lechol ho'amim." Hashem granted the opportunity of idol worship to the nations of the world. Asher cholak, Hashem allows it. But the word cholak also comes from the word cholak, like Yaakov was smooth, slippery. Malamed shechlikon bidvarim kedei letordan min ha'olam, Hashem leaves the opportunity to them that they should destroy themselves in a moral sense. Hashem allows them their foolishness. It still remains to explain, so what exactly is happening? So the Ben Yehoyada, and we find something similar in the Maharal, says that the chitzonim, there's certain energies in the world, negative energies, we just call it the Yetzer Hara, but it's more sophisticated than that. And there's these energies of tumah, of impurity, that hear Hashem's Gezeirah on Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen in all of its detail, like we just quoted. The affliction is going to come on a certain day and go on a certain day. And these chitzonim plant the ideas in the priests of the Avodah Zarah that they should have these ideas, and they time things appropriately so that the rain, which was going to come anyway, is now coming in a timely fashion to their dreamlike apparitions. And whatever advice is being given is really being given because Hashem decided that that's what should happen, and they're just timing all of their things appropriately. I'm reminded of a story they say about Columbus, a legend that the Indians, in what was then the New World, weren't cooperating with him. And so he needed to trade trinkets for food, and they weren't cooperating. So the legend goes that he was, as we know, a great astronomer, etc. He knew when the moon was going to have a lunar eclipse, and he gathered the Indians, and he told them, if you don't cooperate, if you're not friendly with us, I'm going to take away the moon. And in Indian culture, the moon is big. And when he said he's going to take away the moon, and indeed it started vanishing, so they panicked and they ran home and they brought food and they indeed traded with him. It's an example of the thing was going to happen. He knew from an astronomy point of view that's what was going to happen, but he orchestrated it in a timely manner. And that's what's being described here regarding Avodah Zarah as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.